So we got our PO there at home, approaching his 70s. And he's having another conversation with God, because he again realized, and now it all became clearer to him, his life as a whole, how it had been mainly and largely an ongoing school from the teacher within, in how to simply be God conscious. And with God conscious, he meant what the bhaktas said always: think of God and never forget God, and always know that nothing can happen against the desire or allowance of God, but that anything can happen if God so wishes. And that humility, that was all that we needed to see, that our dependence on God, but also how when we turn to God and take shelter of and surrender, as we call it, to God, then we get that guidance and help from within and from without that we just need to learn to receive, opening us up towards God. And you can think at this moment, as I do, that yes, here I am, and here is God, Krishna, around me. Not around, but is the existence that I'm a part of. Krishna is my friend, my master, my father, my Lord, and above. And then there are all of you others who live. I mean, wow. But as he was now getting philosophical again, to return to that thought or that insight that he wanted to keep all the time, the one he just had described, and that he had thought so many times through his life that, yeah, now I understood it, now I'm there. Yes, this is what it's about. Just being completely aware of Krishna at every moment, everywhere, in everything and everyone, and just surrender to Krishna. And then when you're surrendered like that, look, things are just going fantastically. Inspiration comes, and yeah, now I understood it. And then when you think, now I understood it, and you start there acting, then you slip in again. Slip away from that source, and you're there with your own mind and your own fantastic intellect and the people who are glorifying and respecting or fearing or whatever, loving you because you are so fantastic. You know, that ahamkara again, how easy it is to slip into that character that we are acting as in this world through this fleshy form that we are locked within. I'm thinking, no, I am the doer. I'm the controller. I'm in charge here. Who needs God? So many people say like that today around here, at least. Sweden is said to be, you know, one of the most atheistic countries. So I hope that's not going on in many places of the planet. But you know, because then you're on your own. And we know now, it feels. And you play the blues. That's what it teaches us, how it is when you're on your own. Such a long way home. Where is home anyway? So yeah, and there he is, right now, telling himself that, yeah, I just have to stay in this frame of mind, this God consciousness all the time, and that's perfection. That's all there is to it. But then he has humility. That insight that, yeah, even for that, I'm just completely dependent on you, Krishna. So please, if there is some blessing you think I'm worth, bless me with that, that I can always be there in Saranagati, in Krishna consciousness and God consciousness with you, and that this strange fog, what it is, dark smoke that comes into my mind now and then, seemingly separating you from me. I guess that's what Maya is, right? Well, just go away. And yes, I learned your presence. In your presence, no darkness can exist. But it's quite challenging to walk through this world, which is now thick with illusions. It's like walking through the underworld. Where the sun does not shine and the light comes from the jewels on the hoods of snakes, serpents. That's how it feels sometimes, so please, mercy. Begging for Kripa Siddhi. That causeless mercy. That special that you can give if you want. And if you find any use of giving it. And that's how he ended his speech that day. Speaking out loud to God, to the walls, as someone has said in that country, but some who may have understood what was going on. And yes, as he ended his little speech with, we can all do that, talk to God, and the more personally we do so, the more personally we will feel the presence of God in our lives. Hare Krishna.